Joining the line now by the Sinn Féin candidate for Donegal, the party spokesperson on finance and their director of elections, Piers Doherty. Piers, good afternoon and thanks for taking our call.
Good afternoon to yourself and to your listeners, Gavin.
Piers, first and foremost, we've seen the manifestos now for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. When will Sinn Féin be launching their manifesto so that we can compare and contrast what you're each offering?
Yeah, we're launching ours on Tuesday and it'll be very clearly outlining how we can ensure that workers and families are given a break, how we will be able to deliver on our commitments of reducing rents through tax credits and freezing rents and building the 100,000 houses that we need, and also addressing the crisis that we have in our health system by making the necessary money available. I was listening to Stephen there earlier on and talking about how they were going to fix the health system, but the reality is they're putting €2 billion additional current expenditure into health, and that isn't going to in any way, shape or form address the crisis that we have. What we need is real investment, opening the beds, recruiting the frontline workers and staff, and that means making the investment into both staff and capacity within our hospitals and our community hospitals and our primary care centres.
So without giving too much of a spoiler then, if €2 billion is not enough to do it, how much of the €11 billion will you be putting aside for it? Or indeed, will you be creating more than 11 because there might be more taxes in there too?
Yeah, well, look, we've, you know, and I was listening to Regina as well, and like, obviously, they're playing the politics of fear, and I would rather actually deal with solutions here and deal with solutions that people are looking for. And I think our message is getting across to the electorate as to there is a solution to these problems. She talks about bankrupting the country and all this kind of nonsense. Not only have we got our individual items costed by the Department of Finance and public expenditure, but then we went back to the Department of Finance and we said, this is the amount that we're spending on current expenditure. This is what we're spending on capital expenditure. This is how we're going to use the NAMA surpluses. And what does that mean? And the Department of Finance has very helpfully given us tables and said that if you do this, Sinn Féin's financial stance will result in a surplus of €3 billion every year, finishing in the last year of a government term with a €3.4 billion. So not only are we able to deliver where Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil failed to deliver, but we will make sure that we are very prudent and cautious with the public finances to make sure that we are insulated for any risk, whether that is on the trade deal that has to be negotiated in terms of Brexit or indeed in relation to the volatility of corporation tax.
So does that mean then, and pardon me for trying to turn it into layman's terms, does that mean that where the Department of Finance, which is what the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil manifestos are based on, they say that there'll be enough fiscal space, pardon me for using the words, for €11 billion of extra measures in 5 years' time, you're saying that you're going to have measures that will allow for €3 billion above that?
No, what we're saying is with all of our measures, at the end of each year, we will still have €3 billion left as a surplus, which means that we will have €3 billion that we will be taking in every year than we are spending. So that's a buffer in relation to all of that.
And but in the meantime, is that rainy day fund?
Well, that is in effect a rainy day fund. We have serious issues with the rainy day fund that was legislated for, and we all know that it's fallen. It's blown up in the government's own face because they had to actually not put in the money into the rainy day fund from the Exchequer. The problem with the rainy day fund is it cannot be used for issues like investing in housing. It can't be used for health. It can only be used for one-off measures, and there's three kind of specific one-off measures in the legislation, and they are kind of natural disasters, bailing out banks, and that's something that Sinn Féin aren't willing to countenance. We want to make sure that there is a buffer there, but that the buffer is able to be used for ordinary people, our communities and support in our businesses if there was a downturn in the economy.
But that you'd be able to put enough resources into health, into housing, into all the other issues that you want to have addressed that you say have fallen by the wayside for the last few years, and you're still going to be able to do that every year for the next five and still run a surplus of €3 billion.
Yeah, and that's the Department of Finance's own calculations. We've provided them with the current capital and the use of the NAMA surpluses, and they have come back with the tables as to what that does with general government balances, which is basically how much money will be left every year. So there's a €3.4 billion surplus at the end of year five and running close to €3 billion and sometimes over €3 billion of a surplus each year in between. I think, Gavin, the difference between ourselves and where Fine Gael and Labour are is that they do not want to tax areas that have gone untaxed. Like, so they are not going to be proposing that banks who have gone tax-free for the last number of years and will continue to go tax-free for the next 20 years are taxed. They don't want to ensure that that we, for example, implement the recommendations of the expert report by the Department of Finance on intangible assets, which in its own could bring in €722 million. That the money that we will collect and then inject into building the social houses, building the affordable houses, and making sure that there is cost rental houses there to ease the crisis. They don't want to do things like investing the necessary resources that we need in terms of fixing our health services. So I understand, you know, when you go into an election, you hear all these numbers being bandied about. Every party will say that it all adds up. We're not going to rely on our own wisdom in that regard. We've given our macroeconomic, our spending plans to the Department of Finance, and we've asked them to tell us what that means, and they have said that we will not borrow, we will not increase the debt. Indeed, our debt will continue to reduce, and we will have a buffer in each year of €3 billion.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing the full manifesto then on Tuesday to see exactly how all that's going to be achieved. In the meantime, you're the National Director of Elections. Your party is running 42 candidates in all the constituencies, 39 constituencies across the country. Do you believe that Mary Lou McDonald can be the next Taoiseach?
I believe that there's as much chance as anybody being the next Taoiseach. Look, the key thing for us is that no vote has been cast yet. We have to continue to work hard to win the hearts and minds of the Irish public. We have 42 candidates, as you said. Each one of those seats is winnable. We're fighting to win every single seat. And we're in a different scenario. We're not in this scenario we were in Irish politics, 15, 20 years ago, where parties won outright majorities. I don't think anybody, 10 years ago would have thought that you could have a Taoiseach with 50 seats, which is what Fine Gael achieved in the last election. If we go up, if we won those seats, obviously other parties are coming down. So look, we're not taking anything for granted here. Every single vote is going to be hard won for. And what we're saying to people, if they want real change, well, you're not going to get it from Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, who have propped each other up for the last year, for the last 4 years in government. What you need is to support Sinn Féin as a real alternative, and give us the best mandate that we can go in to talk to any of the other political parties, any of the independents, and see if we can deliver a government then that that delivers a real Republican agenda.
The reason I ask it is because if you're running 42 candidates and you want to win every single one of those seats, and if on a supremely brilliant day for Sinn Féin you win every single one of those 42 seats, there is a reasonable chance that you will end up taking some votes and some seats away from other like-minded parties that you might want to do business with. So who could you see Sinn Féin governing with as it tries to pull together something close to a majority in the Dáil?
And Gavin, if we won those seats, there's every single chance that we could take seats from the parties that were in government, from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
No, and that's fine. But my point is that if you want to have a majority in the Dáil or something close to it, you're going to need to have some abstentions perhaps to try and get you to bring the threshold down. But you're also going to need to have like-minded parties to work with. And I'm just wondering who those are.
Well, clearly what we're saying, and we've been clear in this year, we want to be in government because that is the place, and sitting around the cabinet table is where we can actually implement our policies in relation to rent freeze and rent rebate, and to make sure that we address the crisis that we have, to make sure that people have the right to retire at the age of 65. And what we're saying is we will go in and talk to every single party, every TD who has a mandate, and sit down with them and figure out, can we agree a programme that delivers on those key commitments that Sinn Féin are outlining to the Irish public? If we can't, then we obviously won't be in government. If we can, then, it doesn't bother me, Gavin, where the TDs are from, which party they represent. What people are interested in here is real change. And real change isn't about changing Fianna Fáil with Fine Gael. It is about changing the policies that this government have been implementing over the last 4 years, and making sure that their interests, their community's interests, and their family's interests are front and centre at the cabinet.
But do I take it that when you say that it's about the programme that you can negotiate, and you say that it doesn't matter, that means that if you could convince Fianna Fáil or perhaps Fine Gael to agree to a programme that had out of your red lines, that you have no particular aversion to going with them as long as they pursue the policies you want?
No, look, this is grown-up politics. We haven't ruled anybody out in relation to government. The only thing that we're ruling out in terms of government is we will not be party to a government that continues to fail to address the crisis that people have in their own pockets, and in the housing crisis and the health crisis. And there are solutions to all of this. So, if other parties want to engage in you know, the type of theatrics that's happening about we're ruling out this and that, like Micheál Martin's position, for example, he's ruling out Fine Gael and ruling out Fianna Fáil. I have no idea how he plans to be in government in the next election. The reality is we're sharing government with the DUP in the north. It's not a party of like minds, but we're able to agree a programme that can deliver for people to build the economy back up there. So the question is, first for us, and what we're focused on at this point in time, is trying to gain as many votes as we can, to secure as many seats as we can, to give us the biggest mandate to go in to deliver the change in those negotiations after all the votes are counted.
Okay. Is your policy or your manifesto on Tuesday, will that still propose getting rid of the property tax and bringing back the retirement age to 65 as you've pledged?
Absolutely.
The abolition of the USC as well?
The property tax is a tax on the family home, so Sinn Féin are committed that we will scrap the property tax.
Yeah.
We will replace the revenue that has been lost by local authorities from the general exchequer. In relation to the pension age, and look, I'm absolutely delighted that this has become a political issue. That Gavin, you'll know that...
That John Brady had a bill to bring it back.
Yes, yep. We had the bill, and that's what put it on the political agenda. And where there's no buts, no reviews, no anything else from Sinn Féin, we believe that you have the right to retire at the age of 65 if you so wish.
Abolish universal social charge?
The USC's commitment is very clear as well. The first 30,000 that people earn will be exempt from the USC.
So not total abolition, but below 30,000, no application at all.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Department of Finance or the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council agrees you can do all of that and still run a surplus of 3 billion?
Just let me be clear. Every worker benefits from the abolition of the USC for the first 30,000 that you earn. It's not just those that earn below 30,000. Every single person will have the first 30,000 that they earn USC tax-free. In relation to the question in terms of is this a prudent approach? Of course it's a prudent approach, because one of the biggest challenges to the Irish economy is the fact that we have a housing crisis. It's a challenge to businesses. It's a challenge to small businesses. It's a challenge to large businesses. But it's a bigger challenge to people and their families, and those who are either locked out of a home ownership, or those who are homeless, or those who are living back with their families. And so we want to inject the necessary capital investment. That's 6.5 billion euro.
But you can do all of that and run a surplus of 3 billion a year.
As the Department of Finance have confirmed to us, and we can publish the tables on Tuesday in relation to that.
Okay, looking forward to seeing them. Piers Doherty, National Director of Elections for Sinn Féin, and also the party spokesperson on finance and candidate in Donegal. Thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime on The Record.